Welcome to the Breathe, Elevate, Heal podcast, where we journey into the world of holistic therapies, health and spirituality, and energy healing practices that are designed to help you heal from chronic stress, anxiety, depression, and chronic disease symptoms. Get ready to breathe in healing energy. Elevate your mind and your consciousness and heal your mind, body, and spirit. I am Dr. K, owner of Design and Wellness Center. I'm a PhD nurse researcher, holistic wellness nurse of 20 years, a certified yoga and Reiki therapist, and an educator of holistic practices, including meditation, yoga, CBT, mindfulness, and energy healing. I help women over 40 live a soul-inspired life and break through the emotional and self-defeating habits that are keeping her stuck in stress and blocking her natural ability to heal. This podcast is a part of Design and Wellness Center, where we offer holistic mind-body-spirit therapies. Do you know the real essence of the power of your subconscious mind? And perhaps you do. Maybe you have read about it, or maybe you know what it truly means to be consciously aware in the present moment, really operating as a witness, as an observer of your life. Or maybe you know what it means to not be consciously aware and just kind of living through the motions of life and living mostly on autopilot, as most of us do. And maybe you can recall moments where you kind of felt like there was two people living on the inside of you, where there's one side of you that really desires to heal from the deep emotional wounds. But on the other part, there's this part of us that wants to resist and hold on, and we're not open to real healing, even though that is our desire. So a lot of times we can resist our own healing. And many people are not aware that we have tools that we can harness and access the deeper wisdom that's hidden in our subconscious mind. So within the subconscious mind are real treasures to our wholeness, to unveil who we truly are at the root. And unfortunately, most of us are living our lives on autopilot. So this level of power lives under our conscious awareness. And so when we tap into this space, when we tap into the treasures of the subconscious mind, then we can open up our awareness to the power that is within each and every one of us. So, hey, I am Dr. K. I'm your holistic wellness and stress coach for women over 40. So thank you for tuning in with me for today's Soul Inspired Tip. So let's dive a little bit deeper into the conscious mind and the power of your subconscious mind. So the conscious mind is what we operate from within our daily waking hours, from everything from going to work, brushing our teeth, everything that we consciously do on a day-to-day basis. This really represents a very small portion of our conscious awareness. We have such vastness in our consciousness, but we only tap into about 10% of it on a day-to-day basis. We're very distracted by the normal activities of the day. And so generally speaking, the conscious mind, this is what also separates us from one another in terms of we look at each other as being separate. The chair that I'm sitting in, this is the conscious mind making it seem like this is just a chair, and or this is a person that's simply the body and nothing more. So we have this very negative view, and I think a lot of people are shifting their mind and their interpretation of who we are, what we truly are, because in the terms of materialism, yeah, we now know that we're stepping outside of that ideology. We know that we're more than just these physical bodies, right? So, but the conscious mind has been connected to that of survival. It's a very limited view of the world and how we interact with the world. So the subconscious mind is what most of us don't tap into. And this is where about 90% of our power actually lies within. And so this lies below the level of our conscious awareness. And so most people have assumed that the subconscious mind is associated with the negative aspects of ourselves. Like it's very much tucked away from our emotional baggage, and that deeply rooted within it is those things that we don't want to address because essentially it's just too painful. But when we unlock that box, there is so much power within that it's hidden power that most of us have not been taught, or we're just not consciously aware. Or again, we tend to resist those things that we don't want to feel that pain, right? And so, but essentially when we go to those spots of, you know, within the deeper parts of ourselves that we've been holding on to a lot of trauma and emotional baggage, then when we unveil those things and can heal from them, that's when we really start to transform our life and reshape our destiny. So most people are not aware of the inner working of the subconscious because it can be very painful to bring up those old emotions. or even bring up the pain of just everyday living, right? And even though it's painful, it's necessary. And it's necessary to pull back those layers in order for us to come into true healing. But within this really takes a lot of faith. It takes knowing who you truly are. It takes a lot of vulnerability and it takes courage, because when we tap into this treasure, our lives begin to dramatically open up. And it opens up a lot of the wounds that, again, in order for those wounds to be healed, they have to come to surface and have to move. Again, remember, energy or emotion is energy in motion. So we don't want that energy to become stagnated, right? By us not being aware, when we bring our awareness and shed that light into the darkness, then that's when things can heal. So when we learn to let ourselves feel the pain, as hard as it can be, then unfortunately, many of us live our lives. We develop all these strategies, all these things that we can do to avoid our pain, but yet we don't use the tools that we have at our fingertips to overcome that pain, because we're still just trying to focus on not addressing the pain. But the more that we resist and the more that we avoid the pain, then that's when we can't step into our higher power. And so the inner work of like meditation, even prayer, energy work, yoga, Reiki, all these, you know, energy medicine, even hypnotherapy, psychotherapy, journaling, all of these forms of inner work, then all of these are designed to bring to the surface of that which needs to be healed. And so they also help us to look what's up under the conscious mind, to where our real treasures reside, our subconscious power. So many of us don't want to take it there, right? Many of us do resist the pain. So I encourage you, don't resist your pain, because you always have support within you that's working through you and around you. So remember that the resistance from the pain, this only serves to strengthen that in which you're wanting to heal from, right? And so this is where many of us get stuck and we can't move through those emotional traumas and baggage and pain. And so it really takes the sense of, okay, we have to really step into something that's larger than we are. Stepping into and calling on that higher power, calling on your higher self, and raising your vibration. Because when you raise your vibration, then naturally this is shedding light on that, the areas of your subconscious that, again, is going to open up and open up your energy centers, open up your chakras in order to release that which no longer is serving you. So yes, this takes work. And that work is not always pleasant from day to day. That's why it requires any healing practice or doing the inner work requires that we consistently show up, that we're persistent, and we practice, and utilize our God-given tools that we have for healing right here at our fingertips. So when we open our hearts, when we open our minds to feel the pain, to feel the emotions of whatever that is, to acknowledge that, to feel that love and that peace and that having gratitude for all the good things, you know, challenges and adversities that we experience in life, then we allow that process of inner work to work for us. And then our energy begins to flow and we unlock the hidden treasures of our subconscious mind. So let's talk about this now. As such, the subconscious mind remembers everything, right? It remembers everything from our daily activities that we engage in, from the thoughts and the memories, from our past, from all of our tragic experiences and heartbreaks of relationships. It remembers everything from our likes and our dislikes. And so the conscious mind is like a memory bank. And that's actually a good thing, because what we have to recognize is that everything is energy. So we're carrying energy from the power of our ancestors and across humankind, because we're all connected and we're all of the one mind. So nothing is forgotten in the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind is like your DNA, your cells, your aura, your chakras. All of this is part. We think of the subconscious mind as actually being layers of the brain. But no, your subconscious mind is a part of who you are. It's your aura, it's your biofield, it's your energy centers. And so within that, when we do the inner work, then yeah, this is going to bring to the surface of everything that's been hidden in the darkness, because that is not our true nature to be in darkness. It's our true nature to be of light and illuminate all of that light and our gifts and the truths of who we really are. So when you're doing inner work and things start to arise, know that this is a good sign that you're healing from within, and you're coming back to your wholeness, and that some things just have to be detox. It's like going through a detox period where those negative influences have to be revealed and have to be released. So your body is naturally going to go through that process when you have the intentions. And again, you continue to practice, calling on that higher self, your higher power, and just know that your subconscious is not separated from the one mind of the universe. It's not separated from the one mind of God. Your subconscious is a reflection of the memories that are in your cells, in your DNA, that's been handed down from your ancestors. Your subconscious is a part of your energy centers, your chakras, again, that have been probably carried across many of your lifetimes, if that's what you believe in. And so, as we have the power within our ancestors, as we are all a part of God, you know, this consciousness, then yeah. But unfortunately, what I find is that because we have so many layers of trauma, so much stress from the experience of the world that we're in, you know, many of us have lost that true connection to our light and our power. And so it remains, that power remains hidden again within the subconscious mind. That is our treasure, right? Because it unlocks the key to all of our, you know, peace and our joy and our happiness that essentially we want to come in our life, but sometimes we self-sabotage because again, there's like two people that's working within. One part of us wants to heal, but on the other part, we resist it because yeah, it takes work. And sometimes we have to open ourselves up to feel that pain. So it's kind of like dying to yourself in a sense. And yeah, we can physically even feel the effects of going through healing, that inner work, because it can physically feel like pain. And sometimes we have to detox the toxins in our body. And that may not always be a pleasant experience. So, but it's worthy, right? It's all worth it. So the subconscious mind, again, is not just a level of the mind. It's also your intuitive power. It's your instinctive power and has tremendous influence over how we think, how we act from day to day. And it can also show you relationships that may not be a good fit for you or ones that may. So you can come across, or you may remember that when you meet someone for the first time, you can count on that intuition to have give you positive or negative signals that maybe this is not someone I should be connected to. You know, I've talked about this before. So a lot of times we're not connected, you know, under that conscious mind because we haven't given ourselves time to really go deep within meditation and yoga and all these holistic practices to really connect with those gut feelings and the signals that our body and that inner knowing that our body is always revealing, right? And so sometimes we just can't put our finger quite on why this person is not resonating with me. Well, yeah, that's part of your instinct, your intuition that's letting you know that this is not good for you. And that's a part of tapping into, you know, that subconscious part of you, that deep rooted treasures that's within, that hidden power that's stored in your cells, carried down from your ancestors over human evolution. So when we know who we are, then we recognize that we have this fundamental divine nature that we've naturally inherited. It's our birthright, right? This is where everything, when we know that everything is connected and we're connected energetically to the one mind. So we just have to, when we tune in to the clues within our subconscious, and they're like clues that are just waiting for you to tap into and discover the real you, right? To awaken to your power. When you begin to raise your intentions and your vibration, then there's like this channel that opens to where you can really begin to flow with light. You begin to, again, illuminate the light on the darkness that has been lurking up underneath the surface, just waiting to come out. And this is the space where you begin to dissipate a lot of that blocked, stagnant energy, and you begin to break down those emotions at the root, at the nucleus or the core of these things that oftentimes we're just putting band-aids, you know, over the wound, but yet that's not truly a solution to the problem. We really want to get to the root and the core. So when we tune into the cues from the subconscious mind, this is when we can really get rid of all those things that are no longer serving us. We can transmute those negative thoughts and worry, stress, anxiety, depression, unforgiveness, shame, guilt, all of these things that we deal with. This is where we really start to mitigate those things and dissipate those things, even doubt and These things that really are at the root of our unhappiness and where that's really stealing and robbing us of our joy on a day-to-day basis. And so we really have to kind of tap into and start to remove these layers. We have to be unafraid to feel the pain. This is where our true healing is. We have to be unafraid to address the deepest wounds of our past. And that can even be what we've had to carry in terms of our generational wounds that have been handed down from our ancestors. So many ancients have known the power of holistic healing, the tools that we can use to tap into this elemental nature of who we are. The blueprint of our natural existence is wholeness. So just remember to always look below the surface of your conscious mind. And this is where your real treasures reside. This is your subconscious power.